Welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders, the show where we help you decode what's happening in the markets, spot emerging trends, and make smart, informed investment decisions, whether you're just starting out or managing a serious portfolio. I'm your host, Sophia, and today we're tackling a big one, green investing around the world. More specifically, is ESG investing actually making an impact? We're going global in this episode, exploring how ESG is evolving in different countries, what's happening with ESG funds, whether these strategies are working, and what they mean for you as an investor. Especially if you're looking into investing in India for foreigners, how to invest in US stocks from India, or thinking about international diversification. We'll also touch on niches like Sharia investing, halal investment options, and how ESG fits into strategies for emerging markets investment in 2025, plus a little insight for those navigating investing during inflation, especially in countries like India. So buckle up, we've got a loaded episode. Let's get into it. Segment one, what even is ESG investing? All right, let's start with the basics. ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. It's an investing approach where you don't just look at profits, but also ask, is this company treating the planet right? How are they treating workers? Do they have proper governance in place? Things like board transparency, gender diversity, executive pay, carbon footprint, supply chain ethics, all of that falls under the ESG umbrella. Now, this isn't just a feel-good strategy. ESG investing is widely seen as a tool for risk management. Companies that ignore environmental or social factors tend to get hit with lawsuits, PR disasters, or fines. And in today's world, that can tank a stock's value overnight. So, when done right, ESG investing is about aligning values and returns. Segment two, the explosion of ESG funds. Globally, ESG investing has exploded. We're talking trillions. From 2015 to now, ESG-aligned assets ballooned from around $5 trillion to well over $45 trillion. There are ESG mutual funds, ETFs, pension funds, and robo-advisor portfolios. In the last 3 years alone, over 1,000 new ESG funds were launched globally. Why is this happening? First, younger investors care. Millennials and Gen Z want portfolios that reflect their ethics. Second, regulators are pushing companies to disclose ESG data. And third, climate change is no longer a future risk. It's here, and investors know that sustainable companies are built to last. Segment three, ESG country deep dive. Let's take a closer look at ESG investing across different countries. United States, United States. The US has the biggest pile of ESG assets, no surprise there. But it's also where ESG has become political. Some conservative-led states have started banning ESG criteria in pension plans, arguing it's woke capitalism. Wild. Yet ESG funds continue to grow. Institutions like BlackRock still support ESG frameworks, and more US retail investors are exploring ESG-aligned portfolios. If you're based in India and wondering how to invest in US stocks from India, tools like crystalballmarkets.com make it simple. They offer access to ESG ETFs and individual stocks that align with your sustainability goals, all from one user-friendly platform. European Union, European Union. Europe leads in ESG regulation, no question. The SFDR and EU taxonomy have forced asset managers to back up ESG claims with real data. Some funds that previously slapped on the ESG label have had to walk that back. Now, EU ESG funds are more legitimate, better regulated, and frankly, more credible. Countries like Sweden, Germany, and the Netherlands are leading the pack, especially in sectors like clean energy and green infrastructure. India. India is one to watch. ESG here is still new but growing fast. SEBI, the Indian securities regulator, introduced mandatory sustainability reporting through BRSRs, business responsibility, and sustainability reports for the top 1,000 listed companies. The Indian ESG investment scene is focused on renewable energy, Adani Green, Renew Power, EVs, Tata Motors, infrastructure, smart cities projects. If you're a non-resident investor looking at investing in India for foreigners, ESG gives you a focused path with high growth potential. And if you're interested in Sharia investing or halal investment options, ESG aligns pretty well, screening out alcohol, gambling, and unethical labor practices, while promoting clean energy and socially responsible sectors. China. China's ESG space is evolving. Historically, disclosure was weak. But now, government pressure is forcing firms, especially state-owned giants, to start ESG reporting. They've issued over $60 billion in green bonds, and there's massive investment in EVs, solar, and sustainable agriculture. But beware, transparency is still an issue and greenwashing exists. Still, China is a key player in emerging markets investment 2025. Middle East. The Gulf region is an ESG dark horse. Countries like UAE and Saudi Arabia are building ESG into sovereign wealth strategies. They're blending ESG with Sharia principles, creating halal, ethical, and green portfolios that appeal to Muslim investors worldwide. ESG real estate, Sukuk bonds, and green fintech solutions are emerging fast. Segment 4, ESG effectiveness. Does it actually work? So let's address the elephant in the room. Is ESG investing really making an impact? Here's what's working. ESG funds vote out bad behavior. Shareholder activism is on the rise. Some major fossil fuel firms are pivoting due to investor pressure. ESG funds have historically weathered downturns better due to lower volatility. But here's what's broken. ESG ratings are all over the place. One agency might rate a stock high ESG, another might rate it low. Greenwashing is rampant. Some ESG funds still hold oil, tobacco, or big tech firms with sketchy labor practices. Critics argue ESG limits investment scope and underperforms, though performance data is mixed. Segment 5, ESG as a diversification strategy. Let's connect this to your strategy. ESG isn't just about ethics, it's about resilience. If you're trying to beat inflation, manage risk, or achieve long-term growth, ESG fits. Let's say you're looking at investing during inflation in India. Utilities, clean energy, and ESG-compliant infrastructure stocks offer strong inflation hedges. Or maybe you're pursuing international diversification. ESG metrics help you avoid companies exposed to environmental penalties, political instability, or social unrest in emerging markets. For example, ESG screen ETFs focused on Latin America, Southeast Asia, or Africa can give you access to growth while managing downside risk. And again, ESG often overlaps with Sharia investing. So if that's your preference, there's a lot of synergy. Segment 6, getting started with ESG. If all this sounds overwhelming, don't worry. Start simple. Check out the Crystal Ball Markets ESG Investing Podcast. It's great for beginners. They cover everything from green bonds to clean tech and global ESG trends in a way that's clear and actionable. And if you're ready to start investing, head over to crystalballmarkets.com. It's a cutting-edge, easy-to-use platform that gives you access to ESG, halal, and global investment options, designed for traders by traders. Closing thoughts. So where does that leave us? ESG investing isn't perfect, but it's evolving fast. And in a world that's facing climate shifts, social pressures, and regulatory overhauls, sustainable investing is becoming a baseline. Whether you're a student in Mumbai, a family office in Dubai, or a solo trader in New York, ESG is something you'll need to navigate. Not just because it's trending, but because it's becoming the new normal. Thanks for tuning in to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm Sophia, and next episode, we're diving into emerging markets investment for 2025 and how to find undervalued growth opportunities worldwide. Until next time, trade smart, stay informed, and invest with intention.